Bob Av, 10th of August, Rabbi Amram Nemeth, Meaty Tablets.
Meaty tablets in the 9 days or not. It's nothing to do with the Isurim of Shavua Shechalboy of meat. It's got to do with more the halachas of meaty tablets with regard to Basar Chalav. So I suppose if you thought that it was got to do with the 9 days, then I'm afraid the title was slightly, misleading. I'm going to speak today about the halachas of basar v'chalav, but mainly in the halachas of waiting between meat and milk. And I'm aware, I'm sure many enthusiastic smicha graduates have come over here and spoken about the thing they've just learnt in the Vista Bagwitz going out to Israel, whether you should wait 3 hours or 6 hours or 1 hour or half an hour, and you should even cook it together or whatever. So I hope, I'm aware of that, but this is the topic I was learning now, and it's very hard to put your head into another topic once you're learning one thing. So this is what I decided to speak about. But hopefully there'll be some halachas which we're machadish today that you didn't know before. Mainly we're going to look at the halachas of loy plug, that when Chazal made the gezeira, to see how far the gezeira went and how many halachas were created just to keep the gezeira intact. When even the reasons behind why they made the gezeira may not necessarily apply, but in order to keep the gezeira going and to keep the strength, the Chazal says certain things we have to do and to keep strong. Just a very, very, very brief introduction, I'm sure you've heard this many times, is that there's three psukim in the Torah which tell us not to have meat and milk. Lo sevashel gedib b'chalev imoy. It says it three times, don't eat meat and milk together. One is for issa achila, one's for issa hanav, you can't get benefit, you can't sell it, and one is for eating it. And it's said, one's for eating, one's for bishul, and one's for hanav. And the reason why it says achila in the lashon of bishul is because you only oivon the issa Torah if you cook it and then you eat it after it's been cooked. But there's still issuri derabanan if you just take meat and cheese and put them together. So those are the basics of basar chalav of the dinei d'oraisa. That means one is lo sevashel gedib b'chalev imoy, tells me I'm not allowed to cook it. One tells me I can't eat it after I've cooked it. And the third one tells me I can't even get any benefit from it. But that has nothing to do with today's shir, because that's all in the Issa Torah. And today's shir doesn't even have to do with the Issa Rabbanon of eating meat and milk together. There's a new gezeira, which we'll see why in a minute, Chazal created in order so that people would wait between meat and milk, and why we're going to see now. But there's the Issa Torah of cooking them together, of eating them together after they've been cooked, of getting benefit. There's the Issa Rabbanon afterwards of eating it together, if you've got a piece of cheese and meat together. And then there's today's Issa, which we're going to learn about, which has nothing to do with the Issa Deraisa, and presumably it's not even the Issa Torah as well. So let's start from the Gemara, then we'll go to Halacha, and then we'll go to the Tshuva Sforim afterwards to see how it's relevant to us. This time last year, I think I spoke about Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, and that's in the Chulin Daf Kuvav. And this is in Chulin Daf Kofei, I just realized this morning, so I've only gone back, I think, which is probably not such a good sign. But anyway, Gufa Amar of Chista, Ochal Basa Asa Lechel Gvina. If someone ate meat, you're not allowed to eat cheese. Gvina Mutter Lechel Basa. If you eat cheese, you're allowed to eat meat. Everyone knows, apart from hard cheese, according to some poskim, generally if you eat cheese, then you can eat meat afterwards. And if you eat meat, then you can't eat cheese afterwards. Amma ma'ukva, ana laha milsa, chala ba'chamo legabi abba, dilu abba ki haba ochel bisra ha'idna, loy haba ochel gvina ad lamacha, velu ana b'ha sudda tahud loy achilna, le sudda ta achrita achilna. My father used to wait a whole day when it came to waiting after meat to eating cheese. But I didn't used to wait the whole day. I used to eat it in one meal. And the next meal, I would have the cheese afterwards. So this is the source from the Gemara. It's just a few lines of the Gemara. That one eats meat, one has to wait before one eats cheese until the next meal. But it's important to note at this point, because it will make a difference later on in the shir, with regards to halacha l'maisa, the lashon of the Gemara is, anah b'ha sudata hu d'loy achilna, in this meal I didn't eat, l'sudata achrita achilna, but when it came to the next meal, then I did eat. That's what the Gemara says. And this is the source, one has to wait after meat before you have cheese. Because Rav Chista didn't eat meat and milk in the same meal. He had first meat, he benched. In the next meal, whatever time that was in those days, then he used to have milk. Now there's two famous reasons as to why we wait between meat and milk. And we're going to hopefully create a third reason. But the two famous reasons are, the Rambam says, it's because you have basa bein hashinayim. That means after you have meat, it's chewing, and it gets stuck between your teeth, and everyone knows. Therefore, afterwards, if you have cheese, it's similar to eating basa v'chalo. Because even though it's not, you can argue it's not really eating basa v'chalo, because the meat can stay stuck there when you have your cheese, and it won't actually come out when you have the cheese. But it's a similar sort of experience that Achorim have said to eating basa v'chalo. And therefore Chazal made the gezeira that once you have meat, you have to wait for the next meal, which is presumably 6 hours later, until you have the cheese, because then either the meat's gone away, or it's lost its taste, nothing much left, you can't consider it meat anymore. So the Rambam says, if you have meat in the first meal, then probably there'll be basa bein hashinayim, there'll be bits of meat stuck between your teeth. After 6 hours, that's okay anymore. Even if it is still there, there's a slime in your mouth, there's so much changed its status that you can't really consider it meat anymore. So after 6 hours, it's okay.
Isn't that gzera to gzera? You said anyway that eating basa with cholov
are
separate.
Okay, yeah, I think some people
say it's only a nisa drabonon.
So some of this kulachad gzera over here. That's what I remember seeing. That. Does that make sense?
It is
gzera gzera, but yeah. On all these kashas gzera gzera, you could often say it's kulachad gzera. That's what Tosfos says in Chulin earlier. You can't be madama the gzeras together. Look what's kulachad gzera. I don't know the answer to that, but I was all stuck for that when I learned it. And people told me, I saw some of my thing, this kulachad gzera. This is all included in the halacha in the, of eating. But I don't know if that's I'm sure there's better answers. That's what I came out with then when I learned it. Who said that? In the Rishonim. That's by ha'alo and machon zero, by putting onto the table.
Yeah, but also the Rabbi Musa of Bukhuda is the same service of liar, and nevertheless it's still
right. Look, we say early on that with regards to putting chicken and meat on the same table as cheese, they were showing my dam is a gzera or not. And they thought it's not a chad gzera. I didn't see it by waiting, I don't know. I was stuck with the same thing. But one of the reasons why the Rambam says that you have to wait is because you've got meat stuck between your teeth. That's the famous reason as to why you have to wait. After 6 hours, either it's gone, or even if it's still there, you can't consider it meat anymore. Rashi says a different reason is because once you eat meat, it's very heavy and it stays in your system for a long time. So that you'll constantly be having it linger, the taste will be lingering presumably in the back of your mouth. And then if it's lingering in the back of your mouth, then you eat cheese, that's similar to eating basa v'chalav. And since it's similar to eating basa v'chalav, Chazal made the gezeira that you shouldn't have them together. So those are the two main reasons. There's Rashi and there's the Rambam. Why 6 hours? Because the gezeira in those days was to wait between one meal and the next, and the Gemara works out for the Gemara Shabbos the first meal was 12, the second one was 6, that was 6 hours later, therefore that's how long Chazal wants you to wait. There are many discussions as to what the Gemara meant, 3 hours, 1 hour, and all these different minhagim. That's not today's discussion at all, as to whether you could say Shah's manias and change the times. But generally, the general consensus is it's going to be 6 hours, because the Gemara says, Anor b'ha sudata achilta b'sudah achrina, I only ate meat, milk, in the next sudah, after I'd eaten meat in the first one. What were the times of the meals in those days? It was generally the first at 12, and the second one at 6. So that we learn from there, there were 6 hours in between. Those are the two reasons of Rambam, and the Rashi. Rambam is the Bein Hashinayim, the teeth, and Rashi has Moshe Tam. Now, if you look at the Rambam Shitta is that I'm worried there's meat stuck between your teeth. So you could say, presumably, according to the Rambam, if I just drank some sauce, some roitab, some meat sauce, then I won't have any meat stuck between my teeth there. So I should be allowed to have cheese afterwards. I can't say, according to Rashi, Rashi says if you swallow it and you digest it and it lingers in your system for 6 hours afterwards, then if I choose something for a child, it should also be mutter.
Or false teeth,
right, yeah. So if you choose something for a child, they should also be mutter, or like false teeth as well. So those are the two colours that presumably would come out if you hold like the Rambam, if you hold like Rashi. If I'm a Rambam here, that person like the Rambam, but the problem of waiting, why did Chazal say I'm going to wait, is because the boss of Bein HaShinayim. Well, if I found a situation where I don't have Bein HaShinayim, because I just swallowed the sauce, the meaty sauce right down, then there should be mutter. And according to Rashi, who told me that's not so much the chewing between your teeth, it's more that it lingers in your system. Well, if I just chewed it for a child to see if it tastes nice or if it's hot, etc., and then I spit it out without the meat entering into my system, there should be mutter. But halakhically, it doesn't make a difference to us because the Machaber says we pasken like both reasons, both the Rambam and both Rashi. That means we're concerned for both of them. They're both true. And therefore, the Shach clearly points out that if you chew for a child and then you spit out the food afterwards, then it should be, then it's not okay. Because you pass it like the Rambam. And if you swallow something which wasn't chewy at all, if you chew something and then you spit it out, there's a problem according to the Rambam, and we paskin like him, we like his reason, and therefore it's awesome. Similarly, if you swallow the food, then it's also going to be a problem as well. So both if you chew it and if you swallow something that doesn't have any meaty bits between your teeth, and since we paskin like Rashi, like we said, that's also a problem. Because the meat will stay in the system for a long time. So both colours, which we said before, according to Rambam and according to Rashi, don't apply over here. Because we paskin like both reasons. And therefore, because we have to be concerned for both reasons, most cases are going to be asa. If I chew for a child, I've got the Rambam to be concerned with. If I swallow something that was a sauce, that was roitav, then presumably I have to worry according to Rashi. The Machaber brings both reasons. Therefore, I've always got to be concerned, even if I chew for a child as well, mainly because of the Rambam, because I've got bits of meat between my teeth, I have to wait 6 hours afterwards. Comes on the Prima Gadam. The Prima Gadam says, well, I can find you a case that both according to the Rambam and both according to Rashi, it should be completely mutter. Because you told me according to the Rambam, you're worried about teeth. According to Rashi, you worry that I swallowed it and therefore it's lingering in my system. So therefore, if you chew something, you've got the Rambam's problem. So what if you have something like the meaty soup and you put it in your mouth and you gurgle it around to taste it for a child or to see if it tastes nice for later on, and then you spit it out. So it's mutter. Whichever Rishonim of the two Rishonim you understand like, and even if you paskin like both, you don't have any of their problems over here. Whatever they were concerned about, you're experiencing some sort of bus of a chal of issa because of between my teeth or because it's in my system, I don't have over here. Because I put it in my mouth and I spat it out. I wanted to taste it, it was Yom Kippur, I wanted to see if it was suitable for the kids to eat. So I put it into my mouth and afterwards I got rid of it. Did I swallow it? No, so it's not in my system. So according to Rashi, I'm fine. Ah, you'll tell me according to Rambam I've got a problem, it's not true. Because according to Rambam, that was only if I chewed it. This was a liquid. It was a fatty substance. It never was stuck between my teeth. I wash my mouth, I'll do a kinuach v'hadocha, and then I should be fine. But said the Prima Gadam, he's machmir, he says, no, I'm sorry, over here, you're not fine. Because Yisrael kedoshim v'loy lifroi tzgeder, loy plug. When Chazal made the gezerah, you've got to keep the gezerah, even if you find cases sometimes where it doesn't apply to you. In order to keep the strength of the gezerah going, then Chazal, we understand from Chazal that even though you could say in this situation this doesn't apply to me, you've got to say I'm sorry, it's still us over here. Because of Loi Plug Rabbana, once Chazal made the Gezerah, if you happen to find a case where it's not applicable, it's too bad. Of course, unless it's an extreme circumstance, you can make it, but generally for the Halakha, if you found a case which is a Yotzim and Akhrav, which is excused from the principle, Rabbi Gadam says, well, over here there's Loi Plug Rabbana. You keep the Gezerah as it is. You found the case, fine, where there's no Rashi, there's no Rambam, but normally in this situation, it would be Asa. Normally when people put things inside their mouth, there's problems of either Rambam's problems of meat, or there's Rashi problems of Moshe's tam, of a lingering in your taste in your mouth, and therefore it's Asa. If you found one case that is mutter, don't make that mutter, because people will start making mistakes, and they'll say, my case, one second, my meat wasn't that chewy either. So maybe this case is mutter, and the gzeir will generally fall away, and it'll be abolished. That's generally how I understand Lo Plug, which I think other local oaks is the reason why they make it like that. When they made the gezeri, they keep it very strict. These are the rules and that's it. There's very few yotim and aklolim in order to keep this very strong. So that's the prima donna. Says that so far, with loaks and tinnok, we are doing very well. It's asa. So if you chew for a child, it's generally asa. And even if you have chicken soup, you've got meaty soup to make the real extreme, it's not even chicken, which is maybe the rabbana, you have meaty soup. You put it in your mouth and you spit it out, it's asa. You can ask me for the reasons that we gave basa v'chalav is not applicable. That's true. There's no shinayim, there's no moshat tam. But the problem is, thank you, the problem is, like the rabbana, kalami, the gezeira, we say Rashi and Rambam's reasons are true, and therefore it's asa. Now, the Ramah, just after the Mechabah Halach, Siman Pei Tes, Yeridea, Halacha Aleph, the Yesh Oimrim De'ein Tzrich and Hamtim Sheikh Shots. You don't have to wait 6 hours. Rak Miyad, straight away. Im Silek Ubirek, you clear the table on your bench, Bircha Samazin, Mutza Alive Kinuach Vahadacha. Clean your mouth out with whatever it means, some bread or some water, wash it out, wash your hands maybe. You're fine. Start your new meal again, you can have milk, no problem. And the Ramah says this is where the waiting of an hour comes from. I'm not going to go into that now, but the shitta of Tosis which he brings is that I bench, I wash again, and I can eat cheese and milk, no problem. I have meat at 12 o'clock. I bench at 5 past 12. At 20 past 12, if you have sick of your broth or whatever, 20 past 12 I start a new meal, no problem to eat cheese. So this is obviously not the Ramah, this is obviously not Rashi. Because if you're worried about bits between your teeth, Rambam told me 6 hours it takes until that has gone away. Tosis is not going to argue with that and say it takes 5 minutes. Doesn't make sense. And Rashi told me the reason I'm waiting for Suda the Suda is because I'm worried that maybe I've got a moshech tam, I've got taste in my mouth, which is like the experience of Basa V'Cholov. So after 5 minutes later, it doesn't go away. So what's Tosis' shitta? How does Tosis understand the Gemara as to the reason why you have to wait between Basa V'Cholov? It can't be the Rambam and it can't be Rashi. Because if it's the Rambam, how does it help if it's 5 minutes later? If it's Rashi, how does it help? So Edomai, you'll tell me, so say that Achronim, it could be Tosfos holds, they wanted to make a hecker between Basa V'Cholov. To make a separation between Basa V'Cholov. So therefore they said, you know what, we're not so worried about the experience of bits of meat stuck in your teeth, it's not really Basa V'Cholov, that's no problem. But Chazal wants you to separate, never have them in the same meal. And therefore Chazal said, if you have meat, then bench. Then wash again and have cheese. But what's the obvious problem with that? With that way of understanding Tosfos. So why don't they do the same for cheese as well? Why don't they say that if you have cheese, you have to bench, and then you have to wash afterwards again? Because I've never said that. If you want to make me a separation between meat and milk, then tell me just like when I have meat, I've got to bench, then wash again. And so too with cheese, I should have to bench, then wash again. Yeah? Does that make sense? I remember we were in Tveria, I just arrived in Eretz Yisrael, we went to Tveria for Shabbos, just after Sukkot. And we were invited by some kubbel, he was wearing all white, his wife was dressed all in white, everything was white, and then he invited us into his house, and everything, all the walls, it was like a very strange situation. But then he set us a table, us bachrim on the side, and he sat over here. And he obviously didn't have much food, so we wanted to leave because we felt bad. But of course, he locked the door. He said, "No, no, no! You're gonna stay. This is my mitzvah." Chnosas Aruchim. Like he was very, very enthusiastic about mitzvah. And he said, "You sit here." I remember we had fish, and he gave us. He's very excited to give us milky ice cream, and he said, "Wash your mouth out. Come and sit over here. Don't use the same plate. Then you can have the meat afterwards." And then we were thinking, "Is it okay? Is it not okay?" But presumably, it's okay. You have to separate the meals between milk and meat. If it's not hard cheese, if it's just a bit of ice cream, you have a drink, you carry on, and then it's okay. Here the Ramah says you have to bench, you have to wash again. So if the reason like the Rambam and the Rashi doesn't make any sense. So what's the reason like? Maybe it's like, because they're separate, then why not between milk and meat as well? So the Lashon of Tosfos inside, in Chulin is, Loi Plug Ravona. But very different than Loi Plug we started off with. Loi Plug we started off with was, that when there's Halacha, Chazal didn't break it. But here the Loi Plug works for you. The halacha of the Gemara was bein suda le suda, between two meals, don't eat. Normally that's 6 hours. But says Tosfos, if you happen to have a meal a half an hour later than the first meal, we're not going to change the gezeira. The gezeira was never meant for you. The gezeira was meant for 6 hours. So if you happen to wash, and straight after your first meal, and you're yotzei min haklal, that's mutar. Loi plug rabbana b'gzeirasa. The gzeir was never that. The gzeir was between two regular meals in those days, not upon him. The first one was at 12, the second one was at 6. You happen to be a yotzei min hakal, you happen to be washing at 12:30, there was no gzeir of chazal in your situation, and therefore it's mutter. Therefore, really, Tosis hold like the Rambam, yes, of course. Tosis hold like the Rashi as well, that's the reason as to why it's asa. Because of Moshe Tam, or because of between your teeth. And normally that's why you have to wait 6 hours as well. And therefore the Gzeir Chazal was to keep you away from this experience of Basa Bachala. What do you have to do? You have to always make sure you eat your own cheese only in the next meal if you had meat in the first meal. But what was the Gzeir of the Gemara Ben Suda the Suda? Says Tosfos to find if your meal happened to be different, you still fit into Ben Suda the Suda, in this situation it's okay. Maybe in your case you'll still have a bit of time inside your mouth, but generally you're keeping the gzeir of chazal of beisod lasod loy plug rabbana. We don't get too nitty gritty in the gzeir once it's created. Once the gzeir is there, we leave it. That's how it was.
6 hours is that?
6 hours is in a normal situation. Chazal are giving a normal gzeir for a normal situation. If you happen to over here wash half an hour later, you're still beisod lasod loy plug rabbana. We don't want to get too complicated with the gzeiras. We keep them as they are. Are you being Sudla Sudha? Yes. So fine, you can have it.
6 hours is the opposite. It's the
norm. It is, because normally in those days, they would have only a meal at 6 o'clock.
You said if somebody usually eats 20 minutes later,
you get it. That was obviously a strange occurrence. Now we eat the whole time. We wash it every few. In those days, there were 12 and 6. Therefore, 12 and 6, and you're strange, you happen to eat. Therefore, the Ramaz brings the shit. He says, no, but the evidence is okay. But try and be machmeh.
And you'll never end up waiting for 6 hours.
In those days, you'll go to the field and hold up and come back at 6.
Yeah, but Bizman is there. If you're going to say that for Halacha,
right,
like Tosfos,
right,
and you'll never wait 6 hours. Because after 1 hour, it's low plug, and after 2 hours, it's also low plug. You're not supposed to be eating.
Right. That's true.
So you can always eat.
That'll come out. You can always eat. Yeah.
So there'll never be a gzera then.
Right, so the Rama is machma over here. The Rama is machma over here, and it says, even though the shit is true, you have to wait 6 hours, and that's the correct thing to do, to wait 6 hours afterwards. Even though there is a Tosfos that tells me that you should only wait until the next meal, and if your next meal happens to be half an hour later, then it's okay. You should try and wait 6 hours. But Rabbi Kiveiga says over here, maybe that's only when you're coming to eat, then you've got to wait 6 hours. If you just chew for a child, then maybe we can rely on the shittas of Rashi that maybe here it's okay and you won't have to wait 6 hours. So Rekiv Eger builds from the Rama over here that if you chewed in one meal and you spat it out and then you moved on to the next meal, then you won't have to wait 6 hours. Maybe wait an hour, like toast the shitta which comes out an hour, and then you're okay. And he's Mekel. So we said before the Prima Goddam was Machme. If you chew something in your mouth, then spit it out. Because of Loi Plug Rabbanan, once they made the Gezerah, you keep it how it is. But over here, Rekiv Eger says, according to the Rama, who anyway said you could rely on Tosfos, therefore over here you could be Mekel, and you only have to wait an hour if you chew it for a child. So therefore, although we were Machmir before, the Yad Yehuda and Rekiv Eger Mekel over here, if you chew it for a child, you don't have to have a Loi Plug, because to feed the Rama, it could anyway be Mutter, and therefore over here it would be Mutter. But just to come on to meaty tablets, someone asked Rav Moshe, you know, if you have this something called liver tablets, cod liver tablets, I think, for pregnancy, some doctors recommend it. I think athletes use it. I don't know. I'm not so familiar with it. But someone asked him about these liver tablets that were made of pieces of meat. Cod what?
Cod liver is fish.
It's not cod.
If it's from a cod.
I translate as cod liver. That was my translation. Because I just remember the tablet cod liver. But it says made from curry, made from liver. That's what it says inside. Does that make sense?
There must be a different type.
That's a different tablet made of liver. If it's fish, there's no problem. So he says, if you have a liver, someone asked if I have a liver tablet, do I have to wait 6 hours after the liver tablet or not? He says, even of course there's no problem of Rashi over here. Of course there's no problem of Rambam over here. There's no taste in the back of my mouth. I'm not have any bits between my teeth. It's a bit of liver inside the tablet. It should presumably be mutter. But loy plug. Yeah, that's what he said. Because of you give me so many loy plugs over here. Oh, most of our halacha is not relevant to us, but loy plug Rabbana. Why can't he take a spit out according to the Prima Goddam? Loy plug. There's halacha also if you have potatoes and a bit of meat inside the pot, like a chon, that's very meaty, and the taste went out into the potato, then halakhically it's mutter to have milk straight afterwards, because there's no bits of meat between your teeth, and there's not really a taste which is lingering in your mouth afterwards. But the mutter and the rishonim would say, loy plug rabbana. We don't want to get involved with the gezeira. Once generally it was us with meat, it's us always. So the shoyel thought, well, over here should also be us, because loy plug rabbana. But said to Moshe, no. That's only when it's the regular way of eating. You're taking a tablet and you're swallowing it straight in your mouth, you're not even chewing it at all, then Chazal wouldn't have made the gezeira. If you take something and you chew it, then Chazal were concerned if you start being matter here, being matter there. But it's, to take a tablet and to stuff it down your mouth with water is so different to the regular, therefore it will be completely mutter. And similarly, the Darkin Shuvah brings that even though there are many matkamir when you chew it for a child, and maybe through matkamir because of low plug, when you take it and you put it at the tip of your tongue and you're only doing a te'ima, then it's also mutter, that's also not regular achila. So the two extremes. When something meaty, you're swallowing straight down your mouth, there's no loy plug. When something is the end of your tongue, there's also no loy plug. What's inside your mouth when you're chewing, then Chazal made loy plugs. So what we've said today is there's two reasons to why you wait. Then we saw that even if those two reasons don't apply, Chazal make a loy plug rabban. We got a loy plug in the Korah, that was just to explain to this Tosfos. Generally, loy plug, the chumra over here, if it made the halacha, I'm taking chicken, so I put it inside my mouth, I spit it out, it should be mutter, but loy plug rabbana. Then we saw, okay, Rav Yehuda was makel, according to the Ramah, you don't have to worry about this loy plug. Then we saw other loy plugs, if you have potatoes which got taste of meat, and you want to have milk afterwards, you've got to wait 6 hours, according to the Ramah. Loy plug rabbana, we don't differentiate between taste of meat and meat. Yet there are certain situations where your kind of eating is so different to the regular that the Achronim say, well, we don't say loy plug over here. One of them is your most meaty tablet that goes to the back of your mouth and you don't even chew, and therefore it's mutter. And the other one, the Darkei Tshuva brings, is when you taste at the end of your mouth some meat, and then you wash out, and according to all the Paskim, that case would be mutter. Shkoyach.